This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up today, Christie's Black Eye plus the Blackest Black, a North Pole vacation, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
Do you enjoy the taste of yogurt, but you're tired of paying those high prices? Then try the new product that everyone's talking about. It's not really yogurt, but you can't tell the difference. We call it Hockers. Hockers, the imitation yogurt. And it's so inexpensive, you won't have to pay through the nose.
Try some Hockers, and you'll say that really hits the spot. Eat some Hockers every day. It tastes like yogurt, but it's not.
Honey, I got you a snack.
What is it?
I'm not telling.
Come on, spit it out.
Here, just try it.
Mmm, is it custard?
No, it's not.
Is it pudding?
No, it's not.
Well, what is it?
It's Hockers.
Hockers?
Yeah, Hockers, the imitation yogurt in the green cup.
Oh. Hockers, try a cup. It really hits the spot. Just a dollar, cough it up. It tastes like yogurt, but it's not. It tastes like yogurt, but it's not.
Hi, I'm Hal Hocker, head honcho at Hocker headquarters here in Hilton Head. For 100 years, my family's been making Hockers. Look for Hockers in the green cup with the picture of Peggy Fleming. With a name like Hockers, it's gotta be green. Like we say, hip, hip, hooray for Hockers.
That's Hockers. And for a tasty new treat, try Frozen Hockers. Available everywhere this winter. And coming soon, it's Boogers Imitation Raisins. Boogers, we're the one to pick. Hockers, a division of Frigamall Industries, Lugieville, Kentucky.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Obviously, a big weekend that got snuffed by a horse.
Yeah.
Christy has a huge black eye.
It's more purple than black. That's a misnomer.
It'll get black the next couple of days.
It will? Yeah. It's going to get worse before it gets better?
Yeah.
Your eye will pop out a little bit.
You're blind about 5 days. Okay. That goes away.
Once again, Christy's at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk with her black eye.
Sunglasses.
That's Chick McGee across the way at the Omaha Steak Sports Desk. There's Josh. I'm Tom. That's Ace Cosby, the proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
And sunglasses throw Tom off.
You don't want to wear sunglasses in here. What do you think? Who would think you are?
A person who goes to a polo match. It fit perfectly.
So he went to a polo match, you went on the field, whipped his head into your head.
Pretty much. That's exactly what happened.
And you lost your prescription sunglasses.
No, I have them. They're in the friend of mine's car. I haven't picked them up yet.
Fell off when you're having love?
Okay.
No.
Having love.
Yeah, because when you have get hit in the face with a...
With a what? A big old...
You get hit in the face by a horse, the first thing you want to do is make love to someone. What the hell?
Oh, you're going with horse?
Ah, oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Christine.
Here's what happened.
Move forward.
You got hit by a horse. All right?
You tell that nurse.
Speaking of black... Blackest black is the new black.
Engineer. Black is black.
Oh, I want my baby back.
Yes.
How is this a news story?
The black is blacker.
It's a science story.
I feel like I'm at AMC and they're explaining the Dolby system to me. Yeah. There's a new black.
There's a blacker black.
Engineers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
That's MIT.
Yes, have created the blackest black yet, according to a blog.
Although their admissions department.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry, back to you.
Well, this took an unexpected turn.
According to a blog post from MIT, the material was made from vertically aligned microscopic carbon filaments grown on chlorine-etched aluminum foil. Well, Are you following that?
Makes perfect sense, yeah.
The material can...
Poor Christy.
Black is black.
Wow.
That's an aggressive organ, huh?
Everything's aggressive.
Oh, that symbol, did you hear that?
That's back when mics didn't really pick up everything, so you had to sing really loud.
That vocal is like Goldfinger. It penetrates
right
metal.
In your face. Nah.
Everything is just an assault. What's the Farfisa shoots right through you.
It's gray, it's gray. It's gray, it's gray.
Who did this song?
I have no idea. Dean, who is the auteur of that piece of music?
Boy, that's generous.
Yeah,
Los Bravos.
Los Bravos.
Oh.
It's okay, very good.
According to a blog post from MIT, the material can capture over 99.995% of light in lab testing.
Wow.
Vanta Black, which was previously known as the blackest black.
I like their Vanta Grape. That's a good soda.
Yeah.
That's delicious stuff.
Yeah, the black.
I like the Vanta Orange. That was always my favorite.
I'm not a liquor.
Exactly.
Yeah. You mix them, it tastes like tutti frutti. Mm. Really?
Okay.
Vanta Black, which was previously known as the blackest black, captures 99.965% of light. So you see, this is 0.300% better. I don't
okay.
know. The new material is on display at an art exhibit at the New York Stock Exchange.
Black is black. I want my baby back. Gray, gray. Since she went away. Blue, blue. I'm feeling blue. Bad
this is
bad.
The Los Bravos.
So they had the rhyming dictionary in the studio that.
Mm-hmm. Ultra black.
Well,
ultra black pigments apparently are useful in aeronautics.
Hmm. So, when upon hearing that the there's now a blacker black, the Kardashian sisters all said, "Finally, Eureka!"
But it's on display. Where was it on display? I'm sorry.
It was at the. It's on the Wall Street on the Stock Exchange.
What?
That's where it's displayed.
What? Interesting.
In the black. What's the connection? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe
is it like a picture?
Trying to promote MIT in the Stock Exchange.
Yeah, they could be.
By the way, it's very slimming.
Oh,
yeah.
Very black.
A solid gold toilet has been stolen from Winston Churchill's birthplace. The toilet, valued at roughly $1.25 million, is the work of Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. Yay. It was on display at Blenheim Palace.
And we have to be clear here. This Churchill didn't have this as a kid growing up.
Well, of course not.
This was an art installation.
Saturday's.
The word art, very lightly used in this context.
Saturday's
what
theft.
What a fraud.
Comes after Edward Spencer Churchill told the Times newspaper that the golden toilet would be difficult to steal since it was connected to the palace's plumbing.
Somebody pinched it.
I guess so.
Pinch the toilet.
Police said the toilet's removal caused significant damage and flooding to the building.
Good.
A UNESCO World Heritage Site filled with valuable art and furniture.
You turn the water off before you disconnect the toilet.
Not if you're stealing it.
The water shut off. Just crank it.
Did you see this thing on TV yesterday and people would pay for $3 to go use the gold toilet? How ridiculous.
What?
Yes. What?
Yes, you'd go to
this place. Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah, you know, when else are you going to use a gold toilet?
For $3. That's not a bad deal.
I got $3.
I got poop money.
Churchill's house? Yeah, I call this one the Dresden Bomber. Shut the door, Lucy. We're going for it.
66-year-old man's been arrested in the case, not identified or charged yet. Prior to the theft, visitors to the Catalan exhibition could book a 3-minute appointment. 3 minutes? I thought it was $3. Is it $3 for 3 minutes or...
I don't think I can urinate in 3 minutes.
I don't think I could do it in 3 minutes.
I saw this on TV. I didn't read the article. I thought it was $3 for 3 minutes. I don't know. Maybe you can.
The toilet's been previously was displayed at the Guggenheim in New York.
I just hope they have like that really crappy one-ply toilet paper so the people who do this really. Sorry, there's no sink, sir.
You wouldn't do it.
No, it's disgusting. I'm not even angry at the thief. I'm more angry at the people that call this guy an artist.
Huh.
Well,
it's a gold toilet. Oh, genius.
Yeah,
you're a regular Michelangelo.
Well, anything's art if it's labeled as such.
Wow.
No, it's just.
No, I agree.
Oh, and it's in a really, it's like if you put the toilet in one of our bathrooms. I mean, it's just really sanitary.
Christy's not kidding. The picture of this, it's the color of C-3PO.
Yeah.
From Star Wars. It looks like any.
Public restroom.
Yes, yeah.
Oof.
Any bathroom you'd find at a CVS.
Well, let's see. We could send money to poor people or pay this a-hole to make a gold toilet. Well, let him starve. We'll have a nice gold toilet.
I'd walk up. Hey, it's $3 for 3 minutes. Well, here's $12.
Yeah, get comfortable.
Yeah. Oh,
the
I
door
guess
for me.
Maybe they moved it and put it in this nice place. I don't know, but man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that looks much nicer. But
that's the picture.
Right. What a strange thing.
They should have it out in the open. Just right there in the gallery. If you want to use it, go for it.
No. Yeah, I don't want to watch people go to the bathroom.
Well, no,
you see who uses it.
Now it becomes an art form.
Yes.
Oh, the artist intended. Do you want to see this?
No.
The artist intended the gold toilet to be a pointed satire about excessive wealth.
Ah.
Whatever you eat, a $200 lunch or a $2 hot dog, results are the same.
Well.
Oh, come on.
It backfired because they're charging money for people to crap on this thing. So your satire is lost.
Yeah.
I bet this guy's attended a lot of cocktail parties and people come up to him and tell him what a genius he is.
Oh, boy.
It's all about the painted word, as Tom Wolfe said. Incredible jackass. Go.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
I bet you $50 that toilet was stowed from Graceland. I swear to God.
See, that you would expect it there.
Yeah.
You would expect it there. Or Liberace's house.
Yeah.
One of them two. Hey, did you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I spent all day yesterday down at Xanadu's watching games and naked women in the same time.
Wow.
Pitcher in pitcher. I swear to God. Hey, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than football and a strip club buffet, too.
Oh, yeah? You eat the buffet there, did you?
I always take advantage of their free Sunday prime rib buffet, Tom.
Okay.
You want to get there while the meat's still pink, because after it's been sitting under that heat lamp all day,
yeah,
just like the dancers, it starts getting a sheen to it.
Please, Donnie.
I swear to God, it's just simple minds. You know, like when you drop some 10W30 in a puddle and he gets them crazy color rings of pinks and yellows and greens.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's no different under neon lighting. The strip club buffet is the best of all worlds. So you got breasts out and you got food out.
Right.
What more can a man want?
I guess.
Gosh, I'm surprised you ain't hooked on considering your other habits.
Well, I have been to one, but.
Well, at Xanadu's, they got Hot Wing Wednesdays, too.
Oh.
Which is a telltale sign when one of the customers gets a little too handsy with the girls. Because if the ladies come out of the VIP room with hot sauce handprints all over their backsides, you got trouble.
Yeah.
You should give them those handy ones.
Dennis and Wayne and them don't play games now. They'll beat your ass until you're boneless. Swear to God. Anyways, Xanadu's tried to class up a joint back in the late 90s by doing Fondue Fridays.
Oh.
And that lasted about a month. And they got sued by a couple dancers and two regulars for third-degree cheese burns. Remember, it was in the paper. The judge said it was hotter than napalm. He was also a regular.
Mm.
But that was the second time they filed for bankruptcy.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh, by the way, speaking of cheese,
yeah?
The mozzarella sticks at Xanadu's will bind you up.
Oh.
Yesterday they were so thick you could blow bubbles. They'd give that gold toilet a run for its money.
I see.
But you want to make sure you got some milk of amnesia in your glove box
okay.
You start hitting the mozzarella sticks. Hey, before I go, I'll put a plug in, too, for Xanadu's food menu.
Good?
They serve food every night except Tuesdays. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday.
No.
No food, but no G-strings either. Oh, God.
I see.
Of course, last time I was there for that, they should have called it Mud Flap Mondays from all the beef.
Okay, that's it. Hang up the phone.
When she did squats, it looked like she was stripping tobacco.
Hang up the phone now. Thank you, Donnie. Donnie, of course, really? A regular. Xanadu is where his mom, Phyllis, is a principal dancer.
A good friend of this show and I went to a breakfast buffet at a strip club one time in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, that really? Sounds nice.
Names.
And?
I'm guessing it's Warren.
I'll say Jommy Tonigan.
Is that
I'm
sorry,
I can't figure that out.
Okay.
But the strippers in the morning?
It was like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, 3 or 4
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah. It was more of an end of the night type okay. thing. But it was a breakfast buffet. And that food was way better than it had any right being. It was delicious. They had an omelet bar. You could give the guy whatever you wanted. And
the only guy up there.
Bar? Yes.
Everybody right. else looking at the women. Josh walks out and goes, oh, my God, the omelet.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah.
So they had the guy making the omelets for you right there?
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. And you can imagine he's probably so sick of the women.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend who was a DJ at a strip club. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jim. And
the drama they deal with.
Oh, yeah. They'd come up. I can't believe you play. That's my song, Galaxy. And they'd run up to him with no clothes on and start yelling at him.
Yeah.
And you'd be thinking, oh, there'd be tons of side benefits. Never.
they're so put off.
By him. He might as well have been a broomstick. They just, no humanity whatsoever.
I can't believe that's, girls, is my song, you prick.
Yeah.
He might as well have been a toilet plunger.
I did 2 weeks at an all-nude place in Atlanta. It was horrible.
Wait a minute.
You were doing dancing?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was all nude. Yeah.
You did 2 weeks.
It was horrible. I did 2 weeks. It was
were
so
you,
bad.
Were you DJing or playing live music?
DJing? No, I did comedy.
At an all-nude resort?
Yeah, it was an all-nude strip club in Atlanta, yeah. Called the Thorough Good Inn. Swear to God.
Okay, so where did you fit?
They wanted to do comedy. I did it. The next week was Billy Gardell. A lot of people had done it. It was horrible. We all hated it. You would do like 5-10 minutes every hour.
Weird.
To no one.
Just between the girls?
It was horrible.
That's
Whoa,
weird.
Oh, that
girls
is
would
weird.
Sit down and watch it, and that was it. They didn't have much of a clientele. It was just weird. Bare ass naked together, playing pool, talking to you. Can you see my C-section scar? I said, no, you can't, Kathy. You look good.
There's your next song. Can you see my C-section scar?
Oh.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's difficult. Christy Lee, once again, what have you got going over there?
Have you ever dreamed of vacationing at the North Pole? Well, now you can. This new luxury lodging at the top of the earth, though, is going to cost you. It's $105,000 a night.
Well.
In April, when temperatures at the North Pole may reach a balmy 45 degrees, North Pole Igloos Hotel will pop up for 1 month only, featuring 10 heated dome shelters with skylights for stargazing. Jane Honiken, founder of travel company Luxury Action, told CNN Travel, the North Pole has been one of the most exclusive travel destinations in the world for years.
With a straight face.
Honiken's agency is the brains behind the adventurous accommodations.
Why would anyone want to go there?
No, Poe?
What would you do all day? You can't really go out. Well, it's 45 degrees.
Yeah, it's not that good. Is the point of the there's so many stars to look at?
I guess
there's a polar bear in the
something for the very rich to do and brag about. I guess.
Do you think you get to see Santa for $105,000?
Boy, you better.
I hope
they better let me drop
$105,000. You better get Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
that's a night too. I mean, you would be like, wow.
I hope I get to drop kick a penguin if I get.
How the hell do you get there?
Would you do it? Would you drop kick a penguin?
No,
they're it's adorable. Awful.
No.
Does that include airfare?
Kind of funny, isn't it?
Kicking a penguin?
No.
It seems a little steep for me.
You hold the penguin by the head?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Have you played that penguin with the club? You club the penguin? The video game?
Yeah,
that's
with you guys.
Yeah. God.
I wouldn't club one, but
you try to swing at it and not.
Aren't penguins at the South Pole anyway?
As far as you can.
Oh, maybe.
Who knows?
Well, for $105,000, they can ship one up.
Oh, what? $105,000, they better ship up a Boy Scout troop of them.
For $105,000, is that Does that come with polar bear repellent, too?
Yeah.
Have you seen March of the Penguins, Tom? Did you watch that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Great.
Fake. All of it's false.
Yeah. Oh, what?
That's what I heard.
Great animation.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, here
they kept the penguins they wanted in cages.
What?
Yep.
Oh, if you get one of these North Pole igloos, you get a cozy cabin, en-suite bathroom, on-site manager, a wilderness guide,
well, you
chef,
better.
And even hotel security. So I guess they do get
security.
Hotel security.
$105,000.
Well, they keeping the, they'd have to keep the polar bears out.
If a burglar wants to rob you.
Oh, that hurts to laugh.
Up there.
Oh, yeah.
Let him have it.
Exactly. You give it to him.
Yeah, wow.
You see a
hotel security.
Polar bear dressed as a man. I'd like one room. No, we're not falling for it again.
Get out of here.
Last week we told you to get out of here.
Oh, I can make this a little better. It is a complete package. It includes a two-night stay on the island of somewhere in Norway called Svalbard. 105 does include that. A two-night stay there. Last inhabited stop before reaching your frozen destination.
Well, not 105 a night.
It's one night in the igloo, along with flights, transportation, meals, and tours.
All right, so it's everything.
What kind of meals?
Well, that's not bad.
I don't know. It has a
chef. Baby seal pate.
Sure. No, that is the finest.
You pick your baby seal. You hit it with a club. You.
My God.
All I wanted to do was dropkick a penguin. Not kill it like you get animals.
I can't imagine it would be fun.
You think you could kick a penguin?
You're not kicking penguins, you two.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.